Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes. Shane Cook Jr. of Harbor Beach was arraigned November 17th in connection with charges of domestic violence and interfering with an electronic device classified as a habitual fourth offense. The charges stem from an incident that occurred on September 24th in Verona Township. Cook is planning to enter into a plea agreement with prosecutors, and his next scheduled court appearance is set for December 15th at 10 a.m. for a pretrial hearing. His bond remains unchanged from its previous setting. And Huron County 4-H clubs are marking 25th year of their partnership with Clothe a Child program, which supplies clothing and toys to local children in need during the holiday season. Organizers are calling for donations of empty two-part boxes, similar in size to computer paper boxes, with both the bottom and lid wrapped separately, to be delivered by 9 a.m. on December 1st at the Bad Axe Free Methodist Church in Pigeon, or on Pigeon Road in Bad Axe across from Meyer. This year, for the first time, eligible families can directly select donated clothing, enhancing dignity and choice. Interested families must contact Sherry Maurer or Charlene Skoviak to register by Friday, November the 21st. Participating 4-H youth will receive community service certificates for their efforts, underscoring the program's ongoing impact on local families and the community at large. And the Michigan State Police canine units expanding with 7 new detective dogs, completing an intensive 8 to 10 week training program. 5 of the dogs will replace retiring partners, while 2 will increase the unit's capacity. The new group includes 5 Labrador Retrievers and 2 German Shepherds trained to detect explosives, accelerants, or electronic devices. Lieutenant Ben Schwalm of the MSP Canine Unit Commander said most dogs serve about 8 years, with training for new recruits scheduled to ensure seamless transitions. Sergeant Richard Birmingham, handler of a black lab named L, added that Labradors are often chosen for explosive detection due to their steady temperament around crowds. The newly trained teams are expected to enter service by mid-November, and the MSP currently fields 42 canine teams across Michigan, responding to more than 6,000 calls each year. Founded in 1960, this unit's among the largest of its kind nationwide, assisting local law enforcement and fire departments with specialized patrol and detection work. And we'll return right after this.
Looking for something fun to do in the Thumb? Stay connected with ThumbNet's community calendar. From festivals and fundraisers to concerts and community events, you'll find everything happening right here in the Thumb and beyond. Check it out anytime on your laptop, tablet, or cell phone. Where you go, ThumbNet goes with you. Don't miss out on what's happening near you. Visit ThumbNet.net's website and stay connected to your community.
And we're back with more news. The prolonged federal government shutdown, which stretched to a record 43 days before ending last week, continues to ripple through agencies and communities as furloughed workers return and delayed services resume. Analysts say that the budget deal President Trump signed halted immediate economic damage, but left unresolved political disputes over spending and border policy that could resurface in future funding battles. And Chinese Coast Guard and other government vessels reportedly jammed communications as Philippine forces carried out a resupply mission to an outpost on disputed shoal in the South China Sea, intensifying tensions in the busy waterway. Manila said it successfully delivered food, fuel, and personnel despite the interference, while Beijing maintains its expansive maritime claims that neighboring states and international tribunals have challenged. And that's been a look at our news. We'll be back right after this for a look at our weather.
It's holiday season once again. Here at McKenzie Jewelers, we have just what you're looking for that special someone, or just to treat yourself for a change. McKenzie Jewelers has all the latest on-trend and classic styles as well. So dare to dazzle her with diamond jewelry. Styles that fit into anyone's personal collection, from elegant line bracelets to fresh accented ring designs. Perhaps you have a particular idea in your mind. Let us work together to bring it to reality. McKenzie Jewelers is located in the Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.